The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
My friend, what a week we've had. I mean, really.
It's been a big week.
Yep, and we're going to tell you all about it. It has been a rickrimole. Rickrimole.
A palaver.
Just so much has gone on, and it is time that we try to lay it to rest.
Good one.
Yeah. And you'll get more about what we're talking about there just a little bit later on. It has been a pretty busy week, though, don't you think?
Yeah, we've been carpeted with problems.
Yeah, and it just, it's just one of those things that just didn't quite hit the mark. It's just not quite there. It just doesn't line up exactly. It's one of those things, but we're going to tell you. I mean, it's not just about some of the stuff. We've had a lot going on in the last couple of weeks, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last week or so, anyway. But it is going to be fun to tell you about it as we get through the show. We've got some cool music coming up from bands like Tiger, who I've only just found out about.
The Black Seeds,
yeah. We've got a cool track from the Black Seeds. Drax Project is another one. I think Albert Street might be another contender this week as well.
And one of my favourite names, Dick Move.
Now, while we do the show, I want you to think about one thing. See if you can say it. Go have a Google and see what the longest name, the longest place name in New Zealand. Go have a look. See if you can say it. And then at the end of the show, I think we've got a wee way to help you to be able to say it.
A very, very good friend of mine introduced me to this song quite a number of years ago. I know it off by heart now.
I don't think I'm going to attempt to say it. But let's get into some music, shall we? I'm feeling like a little bit of a chameleon this week, just moulding and shaping into, adapting. Whatever I needed to be adapted to. And it's pretty interesting trying to be a chameleon. But to tell us more about chameleon, would be the new New Zealand band or group, or I think a solo artist, with the new track Chameleon. So, looking at it, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his real name. We're going to call him Tiger, because it's Tamaki Makaurau. He's an alternate soul artist, and we're going to know him as Tiger. So that's with a little I. So all capitals, Tiger with a little I. And he's got a new single out called Chameleon. Tiger likes to think about taking listeners on a mesmerizing journey, and Chameleon confronts one of Tiger's most personal narratives to date. I think this is going to be quite cool. Where this siren of soul reflects on imperfection, desperation, I should learn how to read too, and longing and his own near miss with danger. Tiger also goes on to say, I was naive and he wasn't, says Tiger. When he conveniently found somebody new, I went on to live promiscuously, using men to shapeshift into the very boy that wounded me, until the guy he left me for told me that he had been assaulted by him in various ways. I was shocked. But after thinking about it, I wasn't. So that comes from Tiger as well. So I guess that's a wee bit of an insight into this track called Chameleon, which we're going to jump into now, right here on the Chili Bin
on Radio Southlands.
96.4
FM. You wouldn't show up to a barbecue with lukewarm lemonade, would you? Nah, you've got standards.
So why would you listen to the same 10 songs on repeat? It's time to reach into the Chili Bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8 PM, Thursdays at 2 PM, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
She's like summer rain, comes and goes whenever, till she's home again. Find the storms in heaven. So I pray for rain like a guilty pleasure, till she's gone again, just like summer rain. Penny drop, aces down on the countertop. One last sip from an empty cup. One more time until I try forget her. Fading light, sun slipping under the low tide. here for the day, but won't stay the night. There's another sky she needs to follow. If she came home to stay, that would be crazy. But I know until that day, she's like summer rain, comes and goes whenever, till she's home again. Thunderstorms in heaven, so I pray for rain like a guilty pleasure, till she's gone again. Oh, just like summer rain. Oh, run along, checked in late with your carry on. Left me humming a favorite song. Wonder who she'll be next time I see her. Maybelline, maybe she's born with a bigger dream. Little goldfish swimming out of sea. Oh, drifting on the breeze just like a feather. Came home to stay, that would be crazy. But I know until that day, she's like summer rain, comes and goes whenever, till she's home again. Thunderstorms in heaven, so I pray for rain, ooh, like a guilty pain. Thunderstorms in heaven, so I pray for rain like a guilty pleasure, till she's gone again, just like summer rain.
That was Drex Project with Summer Rain right here on the Chilli Bin on
Radio Southland's 96.4
FM.
So she get went to give me the signal then to that she wanted me to say the word, and kicked the controller, the mouse, straight out of my hands or off my leg. So that was Drake's project with the track Rain. What was it? Summer Rain.
Summer Rain.
What do you know about Drake's project?
Not much, I don't think. I have seen them live before, I think, but it was like a multi-band gig.
Oh, yeah, one of those ones.
Yeah.
Is that when they were fairly new, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, who was it? So Drex Project. I guess they were studying jazz. I think they're a Wellington band, so they were studying jazz at college. And who was it? We got a son there, a Matt, a Sam, and a Ben. They took what they learned in class and applied it to another pursuit, making pop their own. Interesting. Pop.
Pop.
Pop. So basically we can put music into, what's those circle things?
Venn diagram?
Yeah, a Venn diagram. So popular music goes in one of those, classical goes in another, and folk goes into the other one. And basically all music that we have now comes out of one of those three.
And overlapping circle bits.
And they overlap. So, for instance, classical then becomes folk, and then it becomes, you know, popular music in some way or another. So I can't even think of songs to explain how to do that, but, you know, they start as one and they end up as the other. So what we call popular music now will soon be folk.
And then it'll soon be classic.
And then it'll soon be classic. It's interesting, right?
So, like, Beethoven was, like, pop music.
It was.
Back in the day.
Beethoven was pop music back in the day. And that's kind of how all these things work. And then I think when you look at all the spin-off genres now, each one of those ultimately does fit into one of those three. Yeah. Pop, classical, or folk. Anyway, Jack's Project. Yeah, that was them with their track Summer Rain. We've got some more music coming up, but you know, I feel like we should tell everybody, well, tell our listener, well,
about our saga,
about some of our saga.
Okay.
Don't forget, coming up just a little bit later on, we've got the longest place name here in Aotearoa. I don't know if we're going to attempt to say it, but we have got a way for you to be able to do it. I think it comes from something at like the day job. So at my day job, we were doing some training and someone goes, so if you had to explain to someone or if you had to recall a memory, it was about memory recall and stuff like that, how would you do it? If you were asked to recite every, you know, what's the thing? Not country. Well, it's kind of like country. Or nations.
Yeah.
If you were asked to say the nation things, or how would you recall all of those things? Would you use a visual aid, like a map? But it wouldn't be allowed to say anything. It would just be a...
It would just have the blobs of colour.
The blobs of colour, but no names. So how would you do it? And they went around the table, and some of them were like, oh, we'd use a map. There was a real weird one that came from a guy named Dave. It was really weird. And he was like, well, how I would do it.
Yeah, Dave would always do a weird one.
Yeah, it was. He would go like, I would think of current events in that area, in a area, and then name all the places around that current event and think of a different current event or event that happened in that area and name all the affected places in that one. I was like, really?
That's even weird for Dave.
That's weird. And it went around the room, and I was like the second to last one. And I'm sitting there going, please don't use mine, please don't use mine. And everybody's saying maps, or they're saying this way or that way. And I'm sitting there going, please don't say mine, please don't say mine. And then I forgot to listen to what everybody was saying. So my memory recall, terrible. But it got to my turn, and I was just like, sweet, what can I do here? And the guy goes, okay, Tom, how would you – name all the nations and cities and things like that. I'm like, the song. And he's like, what song? And then I was like, and it is the song from the Looney Tunes.
It is the country one, isn't it? Like, well, name of the country.
Was it Looney Tunes? No, it was Animaniacs. And they did a full 3-minute song. And it covers everything. Well, back then when the song came out, it was everything because a lot of the places were being destroyed or something there. But back then, there was the song. And yeah, and then as soon as I started going, you could see on everybody's faces that they just had this southern memory, like a real southern memory of, that's right, there is a song.
There's the one with like periodic table and stuff too. Yeah.
And the only way I can remember the periodic table one is from Harry Potter. What's the guy's
from
name?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, the guy's name. That...
Oh, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good rapper.
Yeah, he does the whole song for the periodic table on one of those Jimmy Fallon shows. The late night shows, whatever they're called.
Was it periodic table or was it a different...
I don't know, but he does it somewhere and you get to... No, I think he does do one on Jimmy Fallon. Anyway... coming up after the next couple of tracks, we'll tell you about our week and why it's been such a rigmarole, and we just want to lay it all to rest. But now, we've got a track from the Black Seeds.
Yes, we do. It's called Compassion. It's their new single. And I think, like, when you think of New Zealand music, Black Seeds is one of the ones that pops up quite often, for me at least, because they're quintessential Aotearoa song sound.
Oh, let's get into it. This is the Black Seeds with what song?
Compassion.
Compassion. On what station?
On the Chili Bin.
Well, that's the show.
Ah, the Chili Bin on Radio Southland's 96.4.
FM.
You wouldn't show up to a barbecue with lukewarm lemonade, would you? Nah, you've got standards.
So why would you listen to the same teen songs on repeat? It's time to reach into the chilli bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8 PM, Thursdays at 2 PM, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
Let's go.
Chili Bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4
FM.
I'm Thomas.
And I'm Olivia.
And that was Cry Wolf with Player One. Cry Wolf.
They're an alternative rock metal band.
Are they really?
They are.
I quite like that track. I think I've seen Cry... Well, I got to mix Cry Wolf when they were, not as popular as they are now. Back when they were doing the muso clubs around the country and doing the little dive bars and stuff like that.
Well, this song was mixed and mastered by Zoran Mendoza, Mendonza from Devilskin in City of Souls.
How cool is that? No wonder those good tracks got a really cool vibe to it.
Yeah. You know the movie Player One?
Yeah.
And this is called Player One? It seems like it would be on that movie.
Yep. And just as a sound guy and a techie thing, sound engineers do have their own sonic signature. And it's noticeable. Check it out when you start listening to different albums and then go listen to someone else's album that's been mixed and mastered by the same person, and you'll be like, there is a sonic signature.
Is it kind of like the Tikitane thing?
Yeah, it'd be something like Tiki, so you know when it's been mixed by him. You also know when he's been the producer of the album. And, you know, a lot of songs that are produced by the same person do have that same style to them as well. Especially if we think of Pitch Perfect and that whatever Anna Kendrick's character. She was only good at one thing.
And
that was her sonic signature was all over it, through the whole thing. Right, we were going to tell you about what a week it has been. Do you want to tell them? You tell them.
I think you're better off just starting this one.
No, I talk a lot. You tell them.
So this week we've been off work to shift all of our stuff into the kitchens, the bathrooms, into the other house, move my mother-in-law, Tom's mum, into the other house to have a place to live because we got new carpet. Now, with doing this new carpet, there was a bit of a process. So we had to get pigmented sealer put on the floor and get it professionally cleaned. And that pigmented sealer went all over our outdoor area. So the flooring of that has to be ripped up and redone. And then we got the carpet put in. We come home, had a sneak peek through the window thinking, oh my god, it looks so great, we can move everything back. But what happened, Tom?
It's the wrong carpet!
It is completely wrong.
It's not even the same colour as what we picked. It's not even the same thread as what we picked. And it's not even the same material as what we... So we were given an option, right? They said you can have this one, or this one. Did we tell them it was an insurance thing?
No.
Yep, so it was an insurance carpet job because the old lady, the mother-in-law, she cut her foot. And because she's diabetic and blind, she can't really feel her feet, so she didn't know she cut her foot. She just couldn't see it either. So we had to get new carpets because of the biohazard of the blood spills and everything like that. So that's why the piggy sealer had to go down, because it seals off everything that could have leached through into the timber, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, we came home. Oh, looks good through the windows. Actually came in and turned the lights on because we did get home when it was dark. And
Tom saw my face drop.
Oh, it was World War III. I had nowhere to hide because there was no furniture in the house. I couldn't hide behind anything when everything went flying. And
he's exaggerating. Nothing went flying.
I'm not exaggerating.
Things were going to get thrown.
And I had nothing to hide behind because we'd taken it all out of the house. So that's what was going on. And we made a few phone calls that night, 9 o'clock at night, on the phone going, hey guys, the carpet's laid really nicely, but it's the wrong one. And he's like, whatever.
And this is a full two-storied house, fully carpeted. This is a lot of money.
Yeah, and it was the wrong carpet. So the carpet we had asked for was a pile.
Cut pile
carpet. We asked for the synthetic one because it's longer wearing, it's more durable. Because, we're a pet family. and it's more durable. It was more plush under the foot.
Mm-hmm. Fade resistance from sun.
And it was the right colour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a closer inspection, and the carpet that they actually installed is a...
It's a wool fibre, 100% wool fibre looped carpet.
So, I mean, nothing quite wrong with it.
But one animal coming in and having a little bit of a zoom could mean a thread comes out, and then that's a whole line of thread gone.
Yep. And so, you know, wrong colour as well.
Mm.
Absolutely the wrong colour. Although we've been in here a wee bit now, and it's kind of growing on me, but it's still the wrong one. Kind of a little bit upsetting.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're getting things fixed again. So this whole process of finding somewhere to live and all the rest of it, we've got to do it one more time. Maybe two more times. I don't know. It depends. My faith in good workmanship is pretty low at the moment.
Yeah.
Speaking of good workmanship, we've got some projects coming up that we need to do too, and we're going to do it ourselves, because that way I've got no one else to blame.
And that way we can make it as perfect as we want.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's been going on this week. But for now, let's get into a new track. What have we got, my darling?
We've got Lucy Gray, Like a Star. And Lucy is from Christchurch. She's a singer-songwriter, and she's teamed up with Andy and Vic from The Response to create her debut album, Your Name. She's an indie pop. Mm-hmm. So I suppose indie's kind of classical at the moment, isn't it? It's got a lot of classical vibes coming out of it.
I mean, it depends on the artist.
Yeah, I suppose. It'll be close. And she's got some interesting poetic lyrics.
Oh, let's crack into it.
Yeah.
You're listening to the... Oh, I was about to say the other show. You're listening to The Chilli Bin right here on...
Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Keeping Southland's ears crisp.
On Radio Southland's 96.4 FM, it's the only bin you actually want to be seen hanging around.
It's time to reach into the chilli bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m, Thursdays at 2 p.m, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
I know you went to school, I know you got ideas, but keep them to yourself, 'cause I don't want
And back from our pilot show, it's another dick move.
Yeah. Sometimes we pick the same song to play recently, but, you know, the pilot show was so last month.
So last month.
Yeah.
You could say, shut your mouth, dick move.
You could. Hey, we are Thomas and Olivia, the Matheson Tutahione family right here on
Radio Southland's 96.4 FM on the Chili Bin.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were looking for some fun, quirky things to talk about New Zealand. I was going to try to do some Māori pronunciation, but gave up on it.
Aotearoa.
Yeah, and you'll see why. So have you had a chance to have a wee Google of the longest place name in New Zealand yet?
I think I can say it.
You think you can say it? Well, how about you, my friend, our listener there? Have you had a chance to Google it? Do you think you can say it, or do you want some practice? Well, we'll get into that with a bit later on. We may have a quick attempt on how to say it. But it is there, and we do have a wee bit of a tip on how to get through the whole thing. But, you know, we were thinking of, like, what can we, what's an interesting New Zealand fact or Aotearoa fact? Hey, did you know that there are over 5 sheep per human here in New Zealand?
I think I knew that. I knew that we greatly were, like, greatly outnumbered.
Yeah, it's about 5 to 1.
Oy.
That's a lot of sheep. That's also a lot of slippers. That's also a lot of roasts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why can't we just eat more sheep?
And
well,
have more woolen clothing. I suppose our carpet's wool.
Yeah, so there's quite a few sheep in our carpet. So I guess, you know, we may have dropped the ratio to like 4.9999.
Well, they could have just been shorn.
Yeah, oh, this is true.
Yeah.
How did you? I don't know if our listener knows, but we've got sheep too. We've got ourselves some Wiltshires that shed their own wool.
Mm-hmm. And they grow very quickly.
They have, and they've done a shedding, but I can't find any of their wool anywhere. And I think I found a little bit of it while I was up the paddocks earlier. I looked out to the big, big tree that's hanging over the neighbour's place. It's full of tuis,
yeah,
and full of other birds.
That's their nests.
I believe it's also full of wool.
Look at us being environmentally friendly.
That's right. We brought some sheep that de-shed their own wool. And it looks like the birdies are using it for their nests. They are going to be so warm this winter.
Oh, the wee babies will be warm.
Yeah. Did you know that New Zealand has more golf courses per capita than almost anywhere else in the world?
No, that I didn't know.
Pretty. That's a wee bit of an interesting one, I thought.
That's a very 1% kind of fact.
So what year... what year did New Zealand let women, all women, have the right to vote?
1893.
It's because you read my screen.
I knew that one too.
You knew that one too?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
I'm a woman.
What's New Zealand's smallest dolphin?
That is the Hector dolphin.
And where are they found?
There's some found, you can find them in Fiordland. I'm pretty sure you can find them in Marlborough Sounds and stuff too.
Yep. So the Hector dolphin is like the only dolphin that you can find in New Zealand.
Mm.
How cool is
tiny.
So yeah, coming up just a little bit later on, we are going to talk about the longest name here in New Zealand. But for now, let's try and get into some more new music. I think we're going to come up with... should we give everybody a wee bit of a hint about how this song, you know, or how we're going to help them to say this longest place name?
I've given a couple of hints already.
Oh, a couple of hints already? Well, let's see what this next artist has. Her next track, the next track that we're going to play is actually called Hint, and it's from Frankie Venter. So, a wee bit of a write-up. That has popped up on the new tracks, new artists, Frankie Venter, New Zealand musician page. So there's been like the first wave of performers who girl rock camp Aotearoa alumni, and those are starting to emerge now. This one, particularly from Mount Maunganui, artist Frankie Venter is one of them. Her latest release, The Plainly Spoken and Catchy Layla, is also featured on the New Zealand On Air tracks, which is where we get our tracks from.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep. Thanks, New Zealand On Air. So, I mean, some places do put up some pretty weird stuff. Like, it's meant to be like a news forum or a news media. But these are some of the questions that New Zealand Music Musician, the website, asks. What's your name? Where are you from? And what instruments do you each play? So this is for Frankie. So see that question? What instruments do you each play? Now we're talking about a solo artist here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Frankie Venter. I play guitar, sing and write songs. I'm from Mount Maunganui, soon to be moving to Auckland. Okay, cool. Great questions from a journalism place. Was high school or other music training especially important to you? Frankie? I remember doing a music camp called Girls Rock. It's where I first learned to write songs and play in a band. Okay, and so the questions are pretty much like that. There wasn't actually too much out there that we could find on such a new artist, but don't get me wrong, there will be some great reviews coming up about this one. And like I heard a snippet of it just before, and it's like just the very first four beats. It had a feel like Shefu was inspired here, just from the very first four beats. Anyway, this is Frankie Venter with the track Hint, right here on
The Chilli Bin
on Radio Southlands
96.4
FM.
Generational heartthrob, so infatuated, wrote me a love song. But is there a switch you can shut off? Cause now I'm looking in his eyes in the bloodshot. But baby, it's only your money that you're wasting. Buy me another of the same drink. Doesn't know we're playing for the same team. He plays guitar in a cool band, cool friends and cool clothes with his cool fans. Things are hanging on his sweater. He's not smart, but he don't know any better. Don't hate me. You and I are looking for the same things. Arm around my shoulder got me shaking. Doesn't know we're playing for the same team. He's so oblivious, trying to get me to go home with him. But he don't know me like I know him. Can't pick up on him. He calls me over and says nothing at all. I'm so uninterested, but it's not his fault. Was nice to meet ya, nice to leave ya. I wanna tell him all, but I'm not his teacher. I want somebody with different features, different sneakers, but he's into FIFA.
So fucking loud.
He's so oblivious, trying to get me to go home with him. But he don't know me like I know him. Can't pick up on him. He's so oblivious, trying to get me to go home.
The Chilli Bin, keeping Southland's ears crisp.
On Radio Southland's 96.4 FM, it's the only bin you actually want to be seen hanging around.
It's time to reach into the Chilli Bin right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We're packing the freshest New Zealand music from the top of the north to the bottom of the deep south. If it's homegrown and absolute fire, we've got it on ice.
So tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m, Thursdays at 2 p.m, or download the podcast from radiosouthland.org.nz.
This is the Chili Bin, and that was Albert Street Front Porch.
Yes, it was. Hey, this is also Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Now, if you are looking for something to listen to podcasts and streams on, definitely check out radiosouthland.org.nz. If you like this playlist, then go and search it out on your favourite streaming platforms, or use accessmedia.nz. There you can grab anything from New Zealand community radio stations, where they put everything on this one platform. In fact, it is New Zealand's biggest streaming service, is accessmedia.nz. They've upgraded the website. It is pretty trendy, and it is easy to walk through. Anyway, we have got this thing. Can you grab the mouse, because I dropped it, please?
Who dropped it now?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's right under the desk.
Oh, it's gone right under the desk. Oh, well, while she's down there. Yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, New Zealand's longest street name or place name. We're going to leave you with that one as our final hurrah for the show. So, let's have a wee look-see. It is... and always, to me, will look like something very, very hard to say. And Olivia thinks she'll be able to do it.
I want to hear you try and do it first, because I haven't heard you attempt to eat tonight.
Oh, tau mata whakatangi hanga kou-o-o o tamatia pokai whenua ki tana tahu. Holy! Did you Google it, whānau? Did you have a chance to... check it out. So Olivia's going to have a go. Now let's see how Olivia does it.
I've got to hear the song in my head now.
Oh, you gave it away. You gave away the hint.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, have a go. See if you can work it out.
Tū mata whakatangi hanga ko au au o tamati e turi pū kakapiki nga hunga nuku tō kai whenua ki tana tahu.
And so we're going to leave you with a track from Ra Costello. The track is called Open Road. And it's actually quite a neat little track. It's pretty much about taking a hikoi around Aotearoa and seeing what is out there. Hey, I am Thomas.
And I'm Olivia.
And it has been so good to be able to catch up with you again this week. And we look forward to doing it all again soon. Definitely check out radiosouthland.org.nz if you want to find out what we have here locally, especially when it comes to gigs and events and things like that. Anyway. Here is Ra Costello. On the open
road. Bye for now.
With Open Road. On the open See you later. Road, yeah. On the open
road. Yeah, I've traveled all around the globe. Seen new places, people. Remember stories I've been told. I've been hot and bothered in the land of ice and frozen in the rain. But nothing comes close to the way I feel when I'm on the open road again. Up from Bluff, yeah. In the cargo to Timaru, to freshen up. Oh, I'll swim at Lake Wakatipu. By Manganui, Wanganui, Pokokoi, driving slowly, singing all the way home. Kaingaroa, Onga, Onga, Otrahanga, Kangaroa, all the places I'd love to go. Yeah, I've tasted finest food known to me, but nothing's better than a fresh feed from the sea. I've been hot and bothered in the land of ice and frozen in the rain, but nothing comes close to the way I feel when I'm on the open road again. Up from Bluff, yeah. In the cargo to Timaru, to freshen up, I'll swim at Lake Wakatipu. Manganui, Wanganui, Pokokoi, driving slowly, singing all the way home. Kaingaroa, Onga, Onga, Otrahanga, Kangaroa, all the places I'd love to go. Te Araroa, first to see the light, you should see there. Stars light up the night, then jump to Gizzy, keeping busy through the all day sun. Walk the coast in a single line, hit the road, share the load, we're discovering. Snooze, you lose, and then you wake up in Tumata whakatangi hanga ko o tamatia turipu kakapiki manga huru nuku po kai whenua ki tana ta. Then you wake up in Tumata whakatangi hanga ko o tamatia turipu kakapiki manga huru nuku po kai whenua ki tana ta. Then you wake up in Tumata whakatangi hanga ko tamatia turipu kakapiki manga huru nuku po kai whenua ki tana tahu. Up from Bluff, yeah. In the cargo to Timaru, to freshen up. Oh, I'll swim at Lake Wakatipu. By Manganui, Wanganui, Pokokoi, driving slowly, singing all the way home. Kaingaroa, Onga, Onga, Otrahanga, Kangaroa, all the places I'd love to go. On the open road, on the open road, on the open road.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.